Pharmacists are currently not recognized as healthcare providers, and despite their obvious knowledge of medications, they are not currently allowed to help people manage their medication. There are two bills in Congress that could change that. Tom Menigan is the CEO of the American Pharmacists Association, and he says this would help those in rural areas.
Wyoming is one of the top states, one of the top 10 states with the greatest shortage of primary care physicians. And in some areas, that shortage can be as significant as one physician for 3,900 people. Add to that the increasing burden of chronic disease across our country, and add to that the increasing complexity of medication regimens. And yet, for almost 50% of the folks in the country, their medication use is suboptimal. They don't use their medications as effectively as they should. Either they don't take them at all, or they run into challenges with side effects or adverse events, or they don't fully understand the right way to take their medicines, or in some cases they're on the wrong medicine. That challenge becomes exacerbated when they can't get in to see their doctor, or their doctor lives a long distance from their home, and it becomes more complex. So by adding pharmacists to the mix, getting pharmacists on the team and in the game and helping folks manage their medication use and optimize that, we think we can be part of a solution to the problem.
So how would you see this working? Would someone have gone to a doctor, gotten some sort of diagnosis, and then gotten medication? And then where would the pharmacist come in?
One of the best examples, because it's a disease that's reaching epidemic proportions, is diabetes. And for a diabetic to be diagnosed puts them on a path that can be very effective management of their disease and life. Diabetics today, with the array of medicines available and with the understanding we have about nutrition and activity levels having such a great impact, people can live very productive lives, and the diabetes does not have to control that. In fact, the patient can control their diabetes and live quite well with it. However, it takes work. We speak about the need beyond just getting the medicine to having the knowledge, skill, and performance to use the medication effectively. It takes more than a 30-second finger wag at the point of dispensing when one gets the medicine to help a patient really adopt the practices of good medication use. It takes coaching, it takes time, it takes relationship, and pharmacists are equipped to do that. But as I said, the system doesn't cover that kind of service.
So is there legislation right now out there that you can tell us about?
There is. So we have two very bipartisan bills, one in the House and one in the Senate. In the Senate, it's S-314. In the House, it's H.R. 592. In both cases, it's titled the Pharmacy and Medically Underserved Area Enhancement Act. And this act would increase access and coverage for Medicare beneficiaries in medically underserved areas to services that are already within the state scope of practice for pharmacists. This is not about changing a pharmacist's scope of practice. This is about getting us on the team in healthcare. But those two bills are critical, and Wyoming legislators have a special role to play. Senator Enzi is on both committees handling current pharmacist provider legislation in Congress, and we're also encouraging Senator Barrasso and Congressman Loomis to support the legislation.
Are you going to have to provide any additional education to longtime pharmacists? I assume this is right in the scope of what they've always done, but I'm just kind of curious if you see, you know, if they're going to come back and have interaction with patients, if there's any training you have to do along those lines.
What a great question. If you go back 15 years or so, you didn't find any pharmacies or pharmacists providing immunization. And yet today, our organization has trained 280,000 pharmacists to immunize. And we've shown that when our services are needed, we can scale to meet the public health need. We have training programs available in the areas of medication therapy management, diabetes control, cardiovascular care, and others that can help sort of spool up the average pharmacist who may have been in practice for some time. But for the most part, pharmacists live and breathe this stuff every day. They provide these services perhaps to in other sectors of healthcare. But meanwhile, the medically underserved are going without.
Tom, it's been a pleasure. A very interesting discussion. We'll see how this goes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
Tom Menigan is the CEO of the American Pharmacists Association.